It's a First Alert weather day today in anticipation of some heavy afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Remember, a First Alert weather day is issued due to perhaps inconvenient weather that could be somewhat hazardous, especially while traveling on the highways and interstates, or just a kind of day where it really interferes with your everyday activities, or even escalating to something like severe thunderstorms, which we would expect to see at least a couple of those this afternoon. Keep in mind the terms watch and warnings. Watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather. You don't have to take immediate action, but you should stay up to date and tune in to the latest First Alert forecast on 104.5 WOKV and any warnings that might be issued. Then when a warning is issued, if it's for your county, city, municipality, you need to take action. The storm is imminent and would potentially produce damage. So today we're tracking a strong cold front. We've been mentioning this all week long, giving you the first alerts. Produced severe weather the last about 36 hours or so, including high winds, damaging winds, and tornadoes. Now pushing storms into western portions of Georgia through the panhandle of Florida. First, if you're traveling today, this morning, going west on Interstate 10, you'll run into those storms as you approach the panhandle or head north on I-75 into Georgia during this afternoon. The storms will, of course, be right here at home for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Right now, the timing would appear to be approximately from about noon to 2 p.m., give or take, for areas well west of Jacksonville, western Baker County into Columbia County near Lake City, and then working its way eastward from about 2 to 4 p.m. for the Highway 301 corridor and about 20 miles either side of that highway. So we'd be talking the western portions of Duval and Nassau County, northwestern Clay County, the rest of Baker County. And then between roughly 3 and 5 p.m. for the I-95 corridor, that would, of course, include much of Metro Jacksonville, north to Yulee, south to Green Cove Springs, and then reaching the intracoastal and the beaches between approximately about 3:45 and 6 p.m., or give or take, and then we'll move offshore. Again, that's the preliminary estimates, and there'll be some massaging to this forecast, and we'll, of course, be updating you appropriately. We would expect everybody to get rain in this scenario yet again, but it'll be the fourth widespread rain of the month. Remarkable. And you know what? We just need 0.2 inch of rain to catapult Jacksonville into the top 5 wettest marches on record, and another few hundredths after that, and it would be into the top 4 wettest. So this is going to be kind of interesting to watch from that standpoint. Looks like widespread rainfall of 1/2 inch to 1.5 inches this afternoon into early this evening, with some lingering showers once the heavy band of storms moves through. A primary threat with any severe weather looks to be the potential for damaging winds, but there may be an isolated brief tornado that would try to develop as well. And again, of course, we'll keep you updated round the clock from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center. The good news is, once this system and front moves through this afternoon and evening, we really have some pretty nice weather returning for several days in a row. This is the last day of March. March is going to go out like a lion. It's supposed to go out like a lamb, but not so much for us here today. And then the front, I've been talking about this all week long as well. The front's going to be not that far away through the weekend, and that's critical for determining whether or not we get any rain and how much cloud cover there's going to be. It would appear, and the trend has been over the last couple of days, for this front to settle far enough south so that we don't get into the widespread rain through the weekend, which will be a problem for parts of central and south Florida. Keep that in mind if you're traveling this weekend. But for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, it looks dry tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, less humid, good-looking TGIF. Your Saturday, there is a disturbance that will ride along that front, along the I-4 corridor, producing heavy rain and storms, will be on the northern edge. So I've kept the chance for a shower in for Clay and St. Johns County in particular. But even there, it doesn't look like steady or real persistent or heavy rainfall. But again, all will be determined by the exact track of that disturbance. Should it end up going a little more north, well, we'd have to up the ante on that rainfall. That does not appear to be the case right now. The more north you are, the drier it is. So the I-10 corridor to the Florida-Georgia border in particular would look pretty decent on Saturday. And then by Sunday, the front gets a kick more to the south and east, and that takes us out of any rainfall threat. We're in good shape to end the weekend on Sunday, right on into Monday, with moderately warm temperatures, pretty mild, really. Temperatures topping out in the upper 70s to low 80s all the way through Monday with comfortable humidity. So to repeat once again, First Alert Weather Day today. No need to panic, obviously, and of course, but strong cold fronts moving eastbound. It'll bump into our warm, humid air. It'll be windy this morning, by the way, before the rain and storms even get here. Wind gusts of up to 30 and 35 miles per hour, so a wind advisory is in effect. That's without even any thunderstorms. And then a heavy band of rain and storms to spread from west to east through the afternoon, generally between about 2 and 7 p.m., centered in particular between about 3 and 5 p.m. for Jacksonville. Metro Jacksonville and Duval County. So it could be an issue for the afternoon release for students. Keep that in mind, kiddos and parents. And then for the afternoon commute, at least damp highways, if not downright wet. So it's going to be a slower go for the late afternoon commute. Keep it up to date in the latest forecast, of course, on 104.5 WOKV and CBS 47 and Fox 30, Action News Jax. With Ori Weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish.